Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिशुमजीवांग्रेस भावे चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इसकान फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य जीवांग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की रामाचार्य हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की द्वारका प्रीताम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की रंगमय यमनमय की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की समावेत भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuh Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadam ajyam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Oh.
वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास दिस मॉर्निंग. वी आर रिसाइटिंग फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट कैंटो 13 चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 14. कञ्चित् कालमतावात्सीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् कञ्चित् कालमतावासीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् कञ्चित् कालमतावात्सीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् काञ्चित् कालं यथावासे सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् कञ्चित् कालमतावात्सीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् कञ्चित् कालमथावासीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् कञ्चित् कालमतावात्सीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् कञ्चित् कालमतावात्सीत् सत्कृतो देववत्सुखम् भ्रातुर्ज्येष्ठस्य श्रेयस्कृत् सर्वेषां सुखमावहन् कञ्चित् फॉर अ फ्यू डेज कालम् टाइम अथ दस अवात्सीत् रिजाइडेड सत्कृतः being well treated devavat just like a godly personality sukham amenities bratuh of the brother jyeshtasya of the elder shreyah krit for doing good to him sarvesham all others sukham happiness avahan made it possible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus Mahatma Vidura, being treated like, just like a godly person by his kinsmen, remained there for a certain period just to rectify the mentality of his eldest brother and in this way bring happiness to all the others. Purport: saintly persons like Vidura must be treated as well as the denizen from heaven. In those days, denizens from heavenly planets used to visit homes like that of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and sometimes persons like Arjuna and others used to visit higher planets. Narada is a spaceman who can travel unrestrictedly, not only within the material universes, but also the spiritual universes. Even Narada used to visit the palace of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and what to speak of other celestial demigods? It is only the spiritual culture of the people concerned that makes interplanetary travel possible, even in the present body. Maharaj Yudhishthir therefore received Vidura in the manner of reception offered to the demigods. Devavat was used. Satkrito Devavat Sukham. So that Prabhupada explains here. And then Maharaj Vidura had already adopted the renounced order of life, and therefore he did not return to his paternal palace to enjoy some material comforts. He accepted out of his own mercy what was offered to him by Maharaj Yudhishthir, but the purpose of living in the palace was to deliver his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, who was too much materially attached. Dhritarashtra lost all his state and descendants in the fight with Maharaj Yudhishthir, and still, due to his sense of helplessness, he did not feel ashamed to accept the charity and hospitality of Maharaj Yudhishthir. On the part of Maharaj Yudhishthir, it was quite in order to maintain his uncle in a befitting manner. But acceptance of such magnanimous hospitality by Dhritarashtra was not at all desirable. He accepted it because he thought that there was no alternative. Vidura particularly came to enlighten Dhritarashtra and to give him a lift to the higher status of spiritual cognition. It is the duty of enlightened souls to deliver the fallen ones, and Vidura came for that reason. But talks of spiritual enlightenment are so refreshing that while instructing Dhritarashtra, Vidura attracted the attention of all the members of the family, and all of them took pleasure in hearing him patiently. This is the way of spiritual realization. The message should be heard attentively, and if spoken by a realized soul, it will act on the dormant heart of the conditioned soul. And by continuously hearing, one can attain the perfect stage of self-realization. The second para, Prabhupada talks about the reason for Vidura returning home. Not for enjoying the royal delight, but for delivering his brother, Dhritarashtra. And in the last part, Prabhupada talks about how Vidura's spiritual talks were not only benefiting Dhritarashtra, but also others like Yudhishthir and the other Pandavas and family members. They also partook of the advantage of hearing the spiritual sermon by Vidura. And they also got engladdened and enlivened and enlightened. And they also immensely benefited. I am very happy to be here at Shri Radha Gopinath Temple. At least once in a year I get an opportunity to come here. And in those days I used to come monthly twice in the very early days. In 1995 when I was sent to Pune. So in fact we used to come for 2-3 days each time. As the years progressed, responsibilities increased, traveling to various places. And the ambience and the spiritual flavor of this temple is very magnetic. So many wonderful devotees have created that vibration here in their love for Radha Gopinath. And coming here for me is like returning home. Back home, being with at the lotus feet of the spiritual master and other fellow devotees. So, when we grow in number of years, it becomes very difficult often to be with all the God brothers together in gatherings, meetings. So, it becomes very rare, and I am again looking forward for Paramahansa Rajanath Maharaj to come here and give lectures. Maybe you all are aware that in America, Maharaj is giving many programs now. At the current moment, many initiations also and many programs also, all over the West. So, in the same manner, we are looking forward to having him here. When he comes here, then everybody is here also. It will be very nice to be with all devotees and hear him speak. This chapter of Dhritarashtra quits home is a little strong chapter in the first canto, where Vidura strongly instructs Dhritarashtra. So, in the first part, Prabhupada is talking about demigods coming to earth and earthly beings going to the heaven and that kind of interplanetary travel. Prabhupada explains about that. You will see that all the devatas, they are all assisting limbs of the Supreme Lord. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayanangaja, it says. Deva Narayanangaja means they are all born from the limbs of the Supreme Lord. So these devatas are all very dear to the Supreme Lord and they are also servants of the Supreme Lord. They act as the administrative limbs of the Supreme Lord, like Lokapalas and all. For example, Lokapalas reside on the shoulder of the Lord, like our Yamaraj or Varuna and such great personalities. So, the devatas you will find, because Lord is very dear to them, although they are mixed devotees. When you read the Mahabharata or Puranas, one thing becomes evident, that the devatas are very closely associated with Lord's pastimes. Like for example, along with the earth, all the devatas went to the abode of Brahma and requested him to take them to Dugdha Sagar, where Lord Vishnu is residing. And they all requested the Lord to come and, you know, destroy the demons and establish the dharma. So you see that demigods are uphold also the Brahminical culture in this universe. And whenever there is a dharma saglani, then they go and plead the Lord to come down. And when the Lord comes, not that their business is over. That's where the real business starts. When the Lord comes in this world, you will find when Krishna appears, at that time the constellation of stars became arranged. You know, the flowers were blooming and nightingales were singing. And peacocks were dancing. And everything in nature got arranged. That's because all the demigods are arranging that. The demigods are welcoming the Lord. You will see that whenever Krishna appears in this world in any form, like say Vamandev for example, all the devatas come and give him various gifts. Somebody is giving him a sacred thread, somebody is giving him deer skin, somebody is giving him a rod, a stick to hold, somebody is giving him kamandalu. You will see that. Which clearly teaches us that all the devatas are all aware of the fact that Krishna is the pivot of the world, universe. And everything and everyone revolves around him. And to satisfy him, please him, serve him, is actually the goal of every living being. So, Lord is the hero for all the devatas. He is actually, in one of the verses, it is said, Tam Yeshwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram Tam Daivatanam Paramam Chadaivatam Patim Patinam Paramam Parastat Vidama Devam Bhuvaneshwamidyam Yasmat Param Naparamastikinchit Yasman Nanyo Joyostikinchit Brikshayivada Trivastab Dodivitishtatyekastenedam Purnam Purushena Sarvam Sitenedam Purnam Purushena Sarvam. Purnam Purusham is Krishna. So, Krishna is the pivot of the whole creation. And devatas delight in assisting Krishna. So, with this background, I will tell you one pastime from Mahabharata. You will see what kind of roles the devatas play here. One time when Krishna and Arjuna went to the place allotted to the Pandavas called Kandavaprastha. They were sitting in a park bench there, an ivory bench when they were sitting. At that time, one very effulgent Brahmana, tall looking Brahmana came to him. And he was very bright faced. With his folded palms, he pleaded Krishna and Arjuna and told them, you both are the Naranarayan Rishi. And they have appeared in this world now as Krishna and Arjuna. I have a request for you. I am Agnidev. And I want to consume this forest, but Indra is always pouring down rain whenever I consume, because one of Indra's friends is Takshaka's family. They are here. So Indra does not allow me to consume the forest. But I have an indigestion, he said, because I have been supplied with enormous amount of ghee in Maharaj Shvetaketu's yajnik sacrifice. So due to that, I want to get cured of this indigestion by consuming the jadi buti, medicinal herbs. So Krishna and Arjuna said, don't worry, we will take care. You can consume the forest and Indra cannot shower even a drop of rain. And how would you do that? How can I stop the rain? So as soon as he started consuming the forest, burning the forest, immediately there was a downpour of rain. And Arjuna took his bow and arrow and made a continuous arrows in such a manner that like a big chakra over the forest. Not even a drop of water could come down. Can you imagine how thick layer he must have made with arrows, volleys of arrows like that. And he went on devouring the forest, and all the demons came out of the forest and they were all killed by Arjuna. And also one Mayadana was spared because he took shelter of Arjuna and Krishna. And he was the one who made the Kandaprastha into Indraprastha later on. But here our focus is different here. When he was doing that, going round and round the forest, Krishna was driving the chariot and Arjuna was fighting and killing all the creatures coming out of the forest so that they won't harm the other humans. When he was doing that, at that time Indra became apparently angry that he's not letting me shower the rain. So he brought a host of demigods. Like Varuna brought his noose, Indra brought his thunderbolt, and Soma brought his cold weapon. Everybody brought their weapons. And they were attacking whom? They were attacking Krishna and Arjuna. And Arjuna was sending weapons. And there was a terrible fight. And all the demigods were driven away. And they all had to retract. They took a U-turn and went back to Tamilvi abode. Now, when I read it first time many, many years ago in my school days, I was wondering why the demigods would become envious of Lord Krishna and attack him like this. After all, Arjuna is Krishna's devotee. Why would they attack? I wasn't aware at that time until I came to ISKCON and understood the Vaishnava philosophy. The demigods are eager to establish the supremacy of Krishna and the glory of Krishna's pure devotees. They want to establish, they want the world to see that we are defeated. We tried our best, but we couldn't stand in front of Arjuna, because Arjuna is supported by whom? Krishna. So we all are defeated. So demigods feel jolly to do that. They don't mind being defeated like that. And how do you know that? Because later on, when Arjuna will go to heavenly planets, Indra, in his own simhasan, Indra moved to the side and told Arjuna to sit also, along with him. When I read, I was shocked, because Indra is well known for what? Insecurity. He is always holding on to his seat. He will not let anyone occupy his seat. Any sage is doing any meditation anywhere, he will send an apsara immediately there to pull his leg. But that Indra is giving half of his seat to Arjuna and making him sit. And he is giving him celestial weapons. You can see the demigods are very much fond of Lord's pure devotees. You will see that Lord Shiva is becoming a scavenger and then fighting with Arjuna, and then ultimately getting defeated by Arjuna, and then he is giving him Pashupatastra. He is giving him Pashupatastra. Indra is giving celestial weapons. Different devatas are giving. Agni is giving his chariot. Either you will find. And Hanuman is ready to come and stay in the flag. You will see that. Indra has given him the horses, steeds. So you will find the demigods are not only eager to serve the Lord, they are also eager to serve Lord's pure devotees also. You can see that. And they are very joyful to declare that we are defeated by Lord and his devotees. They don't mind it. You can see that. So sometimes you find the demigods are coming and giving some chakra to Krishna as a gift. Some people wonder, I thought Krishna already had sometime four hands he shows and he has a chakra. I think now he is receiving chakra from one of the demigods coming and giving. Don't think poor Krishna doesn't have chakra. He always has chakra. But still they give him gift. Just like sometimes we go to spiritual master and give some gift. What can we give him? Ultimately, whatever he possesses is blessings. Still we are allowed to give, correct? What makes us the permission to give is our affection for him. Then we can give. Like the demigods would sometimes come and give some gift to Vamandeva or give some gift to Krishna. So in this way, you will see that the pure devotees, they have no enmity with demigods. There is one verse which says that, Mumukshavo gora rupan hitva bhutapati natah Narayana kalashantan bhajantihi anasuyavah. This verse says that the devotees of Krishna, they do not worship the ghastly forms like Bhadrakali, Chandi, Chamundi or Kalabhairava. They don't go to such temples and they don't worship the ghora forms of the demigods. Nor are they attracted to the sweet looking forms of the demigods like Kartikeya or Ganesha and such kinds of devatas also. Neither beautiful nor ghastly looking. At the same time, the devotees of the Lord are not envious also. Bhajanti anasoyeva. Why they are not envious? They know that these demigods are all kept. Why? Because some people cannot directly come to Krishna. They are materially oriented. For them, these demigods are arranged by Krishna so that they will get some supply of material goods. At the same time, we have no enmity with demigods. Because demigods are all Deva, Narayana, Angaja, as I told you. Madhvacharya says, if one doesn't recognize this truth, they are going to offend the demigods and that way displease the Supreme Lord. So, one should treat, if you see Devi, you should immediately think, this is my dear Lord Krishna's sister. When you see a Devi temple. Similarly, when you see Ganesh, you should think immediately, oh, he is the one who wrote the literature on the dictation of Vedavyas. So he has written Mahabharata, all these things. So he is a pure devotee of the Lord also. So one can see like that when we see. Or if you see Skanda, you can remember that Krishna says, I am Skanda amongst demigods because he is the protector of the demigods. He is a Devasenapati. Correct, no? So in this way, such demigods, actually demigods are insecure when they see somebody with material desire. So for example, if some sages like Vishwamitra are sitting and doing meditation, Indra is very insecure. Why? Because this person has material desire, he is likely to compete with me for which post? Indra post. Therefore he is sending Menaka and Ramba and that, isn't it? On the other hand, you see Parikshit, when Parikshit is preparing for 7 days, did Indra become insecure? No, because he knows that after 7 days he will go back home, back to Godhead. So the demigods are on the contrary showering flowers on Parikshit on the last day when he is about to leave. When Parikshit is ascending to the spiritual world, flower shower happens that time by the demigods. Same way with Prithu and Archi also. When they are going back to Godhead in a Vaikuntha airplane, the demigods are all showering flowers and also offering praises also, glorifying this husband and wife, Prithu and Archi. And demigods, you know what they are saying? Look at this couple. How blessed and fortunate they are. When they were on earth, they did wonderful things. And they are pure devotees of the Lord. Now they are going back to Godhead and we are just stuck up in this world. And they are going back and they are showering flowers. So in this way, the demigods adore the pure devotees. And they are all taking part in the pastimes of the Lord. They are constantly aware of where is the Lord appearing now? Where is he going? What is he doing? Like in the pastime of Bharat going to forest to invite Ram to come back. Bharat is going to forest, request Ram to come back to Ayodhya and become king of Ayodhya, correct, no? At that time, the demigods are behind the clouds watching. How is Ram going to respond? They are little worried because Bharata is very strongly affectionate with Ram. And if he gives a very strong call, maybe Ram's mind will change. That was their fear. And Bharat also was speaking in a very convincing way. He said, my dear brother, look at the three widowed mothers. They are, even Kaikeyi has come also, along with Vasishtha. And all three are inviting you back. And our family guru Vasishtha, he is also calling you back. And I am telling you, I am also calling you back. Whole Ayodhya is weeping for you. So in this situation, what stops you from returning back? to Ayodhya and taking the kingship. At that time, Ram said, no, no, Bharat, it's my request to you that you should be the king. I want to follow the father's order. Pitruvachan should not be broken. But Bharat said, if you don't come, I will lay down my life sitting facing the north. So he was adamant, Bharat. And Lord Ram said, you see, dying is not a very great thing. In this world, so many people commit suicide nowadays. That's not a very great thing. What is great is to follow the instruction of a superior, if you really love that superior. So when the talk was going on like this, from behind the clouds, demigod shouted, Bharat, follow the order of your brother. Don't argue against your brother. It will produce auspiciousness for everybody if you go back and take up the rule of Ayodhya. So who will get auspiciousness? Especially Devatas thought they will get auspiciousness, because otherwise who will kill Ravana otherwise? They got frightened. They thought Ram shouldn't say, okay brother, you are all calling me with so much affection, I am coming back to Ayodhya. If he goes back, what will happen to Ravana? Like that was their fear. Which clearly shows that demigods are constantly watching Lord's pastimes. From beginning to end, you will see that. When Lord comes here in this world. You see, in Pune, we were inviting President of India for the opening of our temple, Pranab Mukherjee. So I was telling our people that, hey, we should be careful to invite all the politicians. Otherwise, they will get offended that we didn't invite. We have to give them the news that President is coming. So if you all want to come, you can come. So make a list of the people in Pune, I was telling. So I am not so well informed about this politician's nature and all. So I told one devotee. So that devotee went in the morning, came back in the afternoon and said, Prabhuji, nobody needs to be called, he said. I asked why. They already have given a list of 450 people are coming. And they occupied the entire hall and our devotees had no place. When Pranab Mukherjee came, devotees had to be out actually. Entire hall. So we didn't even have to call. When President came, they came on their own, these fellows. They didn't need even an invitation. And we wonder how they got to know, because they get to know from President's office. Similarly, when Krishna comes, the demigods immediately align from wherever they are, they're coming and aligning. In fact, in many of the pastimes, demigods take part also. In the pastimes of the Lord, like you see in Rama's pastime now, Vali, Sugriva, all of them are actually expansions of the demigods. You will see that. So, in the same manner in Krishna's pastime also, you will see. So, we can say many things about demigods coming to earth and earthly beings going to heavenly planets. But I was telling you from the point of view of how the devotees treat the demigods. I was a little bit highlighting on that point here. So now, how did the talk about demigods come here? Kanchit kalam atavasi. For a short time, Vidura decided that for a few days I will go and live in the palace. You see, the pure devotees of the Lord, in their mind, they make a sankalpa to do something. And that sankalpa they make is always all auspicious for the living entities. Because they always consider and contemplate on wherever they go, what can I do good for others? How I can make everybody happy? That is their intention. So, that is the way their mind works. Like for example, Vedavyasa is looking at the anomalies of Kali Yuga. He is saying that people will be nisatvan, durmedhan, they will be unintelligent, they will have no sattva guna, they will be full of rajaguna and tamoguna. So how can these living entities become purified? He is contemplating, I should write the scripture in such a simple manner that they will be able to grasp it and then apply it in their lives and then perfect their lives. So he's thinking like that. Or the sages like Shaunakadi Rishis, they are also thinking of the welfare of the other living entities. You will see that. So even about Shukadeva Goswami, in one of the shlokas, Stuta Goswami is glorifying. You will see that. Yaswana bhavamakila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepamatiti tirshatam tamondham samsarinam karunayaga purana guhyam tam vyasa sonam upayami gurum muninam. In that verse, third line he says, samsarinam karunayaga purana guhyam. He says, he has spoken to Srimad Bhagavatam out of compassion for the people in this world, especially worldly minded people, so that they benefit from the Bhagavatam and get their hearts purified. So, in the same manner, Prabhupada is in his old age going to America. What was his contemplation? One is to please his spiritual master. Another is out of sympathy for the suffering people in the West, to connect them to Krishna's lotus feet. So, here, Vidura is returning home. Kanchit kalam matavachit. Why the word kanchit? Because he is now in a renounced order. A person in a renounced order should not live in his parents' home for a very long time. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, when Sachimata requested him to stay in Shantipur, of course she ordered him to go to Jagannath Puri later on. But there Mahaprabhu tells one shloka that one should not be encircled by relatives and stay in their midst for a very long time, especially a person in the renounced order. It's not proper, because the people in the world will criticize that he is enjoying the home comforts, living with mother, father, brother, sister for a long time. So even when brahmacharis go home, probably for a couple of days they go, maybe 2 days, 3 days. But the intention of their going home should be to give some Krishna consciousness to their relatives and friends. Not that now I got a break, now I can relax now. That is not the mood with which they should go. So eventually all the relatives should pick up Krishna consciousness. So what is the reason for that? The reason is a devotee considers Krishna consciousness itself as a relaxation. It is actually, there is a verse which says, Dhautatma purusha krishna pada moolam namunchati tyakta sarva parikleshair pantas prasharanam yatha. In the Bhagavatam it is said, a purified soul, Dhautatma means purified soul, Dhautatma purusha krishna pada moolam namunchati. A purified soul can never give up Krishna's lotus feet. Once he comes to Krishna's lotus feet, he will hold on to it. Day after day, month after month, year after year, birth after birth. He cannot, there is no question of him leaving. And tyakta sarva parikleshair pantasva charanam yatha means, imagine you are going on a world tour due to company has sent you on duty. You go to all over the world, different countries for about say 1 or 2 or 3 months. And then when you come home, a man is returning home. You know, when he reaches his own home in the city or the housing colony, and then he comes home, pat at the door, his mother, father, wife, family, children, everybody is there. So he takes a shower and then eats his breakfast and relaxes in an easy chair. He feels very comfortable, right, now? Therefore, we tell people, please feel at home, we say, no? Why we say feel at home means, be comfortable. And such a person is most comfortable. Why will he leave that place and run anywhere immediately? He won't. He'll be very comfortable. So a pure devotee feels like that in Krishna's lotus feet. Just like a bird flying in the sky all day long here and there is very weary, like a weary traveler. He's very tired. In the evening when he comes to the nest, it feels very cozy and comfortable in the company of, you know, loving family members and everybody. So pure devotee feels the same in Vaishnava Sangha. Being with other fellow devotees, being with the special master, being with Krishna. So therefore, actually Vidura's comfort is not in this palace. Vidura's comfort is in renounced order. So he travels and he spends time with Uddhava, spends time with Maitreya. Ultimately his goal was to go and meet Krishna in Dwaraka. So therefore it says katan, the kanchit word is used. Kanchit means not for too much time, only for a few days only. That means our material contact should be for short time. Spiritual contact should be permanent. Like even when Krishna comes in this world, you know, Kubja is telling Krishna that since you have come to my home, please come again and stay for more days. Krishna politely refused. And there Prabhupada writes that Kubja is material energy in this. She's in one form of expansion of Satyabhama. She represents the Bhu Shakti. So Prabhupada says there that Krishna does not come to the material world for a very long time because he doesn't like the association of material world. In material world, there's a tendency in people for exploiting. Even for the short time Krishna came and went, so many people talk so many things about Krishna, foolishly. Whereas the spiritual world is filled with loving servitors who will never misunderstand him. So he likes to be there. Occasionally he comes here. And even his coming here also, one of the reasons is pure devotees are around. Therefore he comes here. Otherwise, there's no reason to come here. Ask yourself how much our Prime Minister of India will spend time in jail. You know, We have Veravada jail in Pune. In Bombay also there is one jail. Where is it? Arthur Road jail. How much time Prime Minister will spend there? Once in a blue moon he may come. But he will be in a place where he can do his, he and his associates. So, therefore, Lord also stays only few days when he comes here. Because he will be there where he should be there. Material world visit. So, our connection with material relationships is like that. Only kanchit only. Kanchit kalam. Ata avatsit. He resided. Avatsit means he lived. Satkrito deva vat sukham. He came with the And he was actually Satkritaha means he was treated very warmly, like Devavattu. We should treat Vaishnavas also like demigods, like demigods are given respect. In the same manner, he was also given respect. Like for example, demigods eat pure food. They eat only Vishnu Prasad. They will not eat anything else. They will not touch anything that is not offered to Vishnu. Similarly, they are given an elevated sitting place. The garland they wear never dries up. And the dress they wear never gets dusty. They never blink their eyes. The shadow of their body never falls on the ground. They are always floating above the ground. And they can disappear in one place, reappear in another place. So now you may ask, these are all demigods' natures. How can you apply to devotees? You see, Solna Jayapataka Maharaj will be in three countries in the same day. Morning in one country, afternoon another, and evening in another country. Recently he came to Hyderabad. He was telling us that earlier I used to travel whole world tour 6 times a year. Now after I got this stroke, now I travel only 2 times a year. He said. Now 2 times a year he travels with 20 people. Can you imagine? He travels, he had come to Hyderabad. He was there for a week. So you can see Vaishnavas can actually extensively travel place to place. They have nothing binding them. So, and also, many of the things that Vaishnavas show behavior, they are not normal like the common masses. For example, as I told you, Vaishnavas will only eat prasad. They will not touch anything that is not prasad. They will only talk about Krishna. They have interest in nothing else. And if there is a connection with Krishna, they will talk. Otherwise, they will pull out. They will not talk. And they will always think of others' welfare. They will never consider anything selfishly at all. What is in it for me? They will never ask. What can I do for you? So my special master once was telling that, I asked him, Maharaj, I am going to various temples and connecting with various leaders. Some word of caution or any warnings you want to give me. He said, you don't need anything. He said, only one thing you should know always. You should always ask the question, how best can I serve in this situation? This is the only question, he said. If this is your contemplation, he said, you will always do good to others. You will never cross with others. What is the question? How best can I serve here? Sometimes the best way you can serve is to assist them, befriend them, or encourage them. Or sometimes the best way to serve is not go near them, allow them to do what they are doing. That is also one of the best ways to serve sometimes. So, here Vidura is thinking, how best can I serve when I return to the palace? So, one of the best ways he served is cut the material attachment of his brother, Dhritarashtra. Another best way he served is, all the Pandavas were all crying that our uncle suddenly left home and we have not seen him. They were all in anxiety, where he must be, whether he is getting food to eat, place to stay. He lived in a palace before. Now where will he be living? They were all in very much anxiety. So now by seeing him, they became pacified, the Pandavas. So they got assurance that our uncle is safe. And he has taken to the renounced order. And also, they also needed spiritual input because they have to also eventually renounce the world and go back to Godhead. Because after Dhritarashtra quits home, 13th chapter, you will find 14th, 15th chapter, you will see Lord Krishna will go back home to his abode. After the Pandavas retire timely, he will come. They are also going to retire. So although they don't need to retire right now, it's better for them to gain the knowledge about that. Therefore, you will see Vidura is speaking knowledge not only to Dhritarashtra, others are also benefiting, you see that. So, you have heard the Sanskrit word Purohit, correct, no? Pura means home. Hit means benefit. Purohit means your pujari or a priest who goes to somebody's home and does benefit to them. That's the meaning. So devotee means when you go to somebody's home, you should always think how I can benefit them. If they have a child, you bless them. Bless the child. You pray for the child. If you can give some little Krishna consciousness to them, you give them. Just like our Nanda Baba says, you know, Mahat Vitaranam Ranam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nishteyasaya Bhagavan Nanyate Kalpita Kvachit is saying that Mahat Vitaranam Ranam is saying, Mahat, the Mahat devotee is like Vidura. They go place to place for what? Grihinam Dina Chetasam. He says that we are Vaishyas, we are always counting money and how to become happy in this world. We are thinking, we don't think about that world, we think about this world only. Eh? But you great souls, like Gargarishi, you are coming. Your purpose is what? To cleanse our heart, to elevate us, to purify us. Therefore you are coming. You have no other purpose. You don't come to gain anything from us. You are coming to give us something. Either is saying. So now, therefore it is said here, Satkrito, Deva Vatsukam. So Satkrita means he came to, he was actually treated very well, Satkrita, like a Devavat. And Bratru Jeshtasya Shreyaskrit, he came for Shreyaskrit, giving him the Shreyas, the ultimate good to him. Because there is a Prayas, there is Shreyas. So, Yat Shreyasthyan Nishitam Bruhitanme, Shishyastheham Shadi Mantvam Prapanam. Even Arjuna is saying Shreya. So, whenever we go to somebody's home, we should not only give them some immediate temporary benefit. At the same time, we should think what good, like I remember there was one man in Pune, he used to come to temple. I used to tell him, when you come to temple, don't come alone. Bring your wife, children, everybody. Connect the whole family. Then afterwards, his wife also started coming. They both became devotees, but they would never bring their son to temple. The son was in 7th or 8th standard. I told him, see, he's coming to teenage. If you don't inspire him to come to temple, later on it will be difficult. So he said, no, 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 Swamiji, I have no expectation from him. You know, let him do whatever he wants on his own. After he grows up, you see, when he settles in life, he can become a devotee. Now let him focus on his academics, like that he said. He thought spiritual life will be distraction, he thought. Now the son grew up and now he went to London, you know, for his higher studies. And there he was getting into wrong circuit, wrong association. This fellow came running to me and said, Prashanti, here is the address of my son. Please, you call him. You know, please tell him not to connect with the bad people. He should go to the Bhaktivinoda manor and connect with devotees. See, I told him when he was in Pune, you are not bringing him. Now from here, how can I, you know, preach to him? He's in London. It's like he's out of our radar range now. You know, how to, because the bamboo is easy to bend when it is green or when it is dry. Green, it has to be green. Later on it will be difficult. Of course, even after old person can come to Krishna consciousness, provided he wants to come. But others are, it's very difficult for others to impress them. I told him, so he had, so because once the children become 15, 20 and all, then they are on their own. So what parents can do for teenage children, the one best thing they can do is to find out amongst the teenage children who are the most sincere and serious, honest and truthful. You know, strictly practicing Krishna consciousness. So they should become role models for the other teenage children. So by good peer association they will grow. Because they don't listen to parents or other elders. They think elders are, you know, outdated, they feel. So therefore they need a teen in teens of their age group. Like that. So therefore somebody should contemplate on their welfare. Then only something good will happen to them. So similarly here also, Shreyaskrit means, you know, most people in the world are thinking about two things purposes. One is money, 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 money is any. Another one is sense gratification. But ultimately money also you need for what? For purchasing? Sense gratification. That's what everybody is after in this world. So this is something very appealing to the minds of the masses. You know, chase after money. And in India you will find, you know, people are pretty responsible for the family. People think that my goal of my life is, you know, if there's a young boy, he thinks I should make a lot of money in India and abroad and, you know, build a home for my parents. And then when he gets married, I should take care of wife well. And then also sons, daughters, I should settle them, get the daughter married, you know, get the son settled. And then a man thinks at 55 or 60 that now my duties are over. I have done. Now, at last, now I am a free bird. Now I have done. And then he thinks about spiritual life. Huh? Many people. He may or may not think also. Huh? So at that time also. But they think they are actually, we should not be very proud of this, because even the animals and birds are very perfectly executing these duties. Like I saw in one video they showed, the lion is teaching the cub how to catch the deer. Yeah. And the deer is also slowly running. And the father lion is telling, see, if you go run so slowly, you won't get anything to eat today. You have to do upvas today. Fasting. And the cub is trying to run. And the mother and the father want to help him. So he hit the deer a little bit. And the deer got wounded. And the deer's speed got slowed down. Now he's telling the cub, now you run fast. You catch. That means he's also making his son an apprentice and giving training. Correct, no? Just like any father will want to train his son in business and absorb him into his business. He's doing that. Correct, no? Yeah, you will see that. And animals and birds, they make nest also very nicely. Correct? You've seen this beaver bird, how it makes nest? Yeah. Everybody, they know, they all are given talent by Krishna. How the honey bees make a honeycomb, isn't it? Very first class house they make. Very, very nice. So, it's not that we only make, you know, 20-story buildings and very make nice housing colonies. They are also expert in making their home. They are also expert in training their children in material life. Huh? They are also doing that. You may say that, how are you comparing us with animals? Animals have no such emotion. You may think like that. Actually, scientists have recorded once when one rat was killed, you know, the mother and father rat, they both were in the hole. They have taken a video. Both they were hugging and they were weeping both. Because the child was killed. Even they have emotion also. Animals also have emotion. Not that only we have emotion. Material emotion all living beings have. You will see that. But one thing that animals cannot do for their children or for their family members is the Shreyaskrit. They cannot do this. They have no knowledge of it. So, our human life, 100 years, can be divided into four parts. First 25, Brahmacharya. Second 25, Grihastha. Third 25, Vanaprastha. Fourth 25, Sannyas. So, first 25 is called as learn and grow. And 25 to 50, engage and earn. And 50 to 75, detach and attach. And 75 to 100, pray and prepare. You remember this four? The first 25, learn and grow. So I asked our students, what is learn and grow? They thought that grow means, you know, become little fatter when clothes become very tight. Then get one more cloth, get new clothes. Is that grow? And learn means you have to go to school, college, and you have to learn. That's not what we are talking about. Learn means kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatanih durlabham manusham janma tadapyadruvam artadam. That is learning. One should learn Bhagavat Dharma. From what age? So, one devotee, I heard one devotee was telling, Prabhuji, Bhagavat Dharma is only for bhava. As far as our life is concerned, we should learn Mahabharata. So that practically we can live like Mahabharata. And at the time of death, you know, Parikshit actually heard Bhagavatam only when he was about to leave the body, you know, 7 days. Therefore, Bhagavatam should be actually practiced in at the time of leaving the body. It is more for dying people. Even for in families, when somebody shouldn't become a ghost or something, they read Bhagavatam. Like that one devotee was arguing. So I asked the devotee, what are you talking? And now, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaram Asirej Pragyo Dharman. Bhagavata Dharma should be cultivated at what age, he says? 5 years. Bhagavata Dharma is not for the time of death. From 5 years, you have to practice Bhagavata Dharma. And Bhagavata Dharma is not only for bhav. Some people say it's only for emotion. No. Bhagavata Dharma is for practice. And what is the proof for that? You will see Ambarish Maharaj was living it. You will see Ambarish Maharaj actually lived the Bhagavatam life. Prahlad Maharaj lived it. You will see that. It is not that they did not... some devotees are distinguishing between practicality and spirituality. Actually, in the name of practicality, the spiritual life should not be compromised. Because some people are thinking that now we will put up the family well. Husband, wife, nice relationship, and parents, children, nice relationship. And then doing the household duties. And then when we become a happy family, then we will take to Krishna consciousness seriously. Do you think it will happen? In this world, you cannot make any place perfectly all right. You cannot make. This material world means there will always be some smoke will be there, along with fire. Like you look at the Gajendra's position, he is caught by a crocodile. Still he is not failing to do Bhagavad Dharma. What is he doing? He's taking a lotus and offering Archana to Lord. Correct, no? Is he giving excuse that first let me separate my situation? You can never separate situation in this world. If somebody says, Prabhu, let all the waves in the ocean subside, then I will take bath. The ocean waves will never subside, you will never take bath. You will be stinking only. Huh? Never take bath. Along with the problems in life, we have to practice Krishna consciousness. Side by side. Only those guys are the real winners in life. If somebody gives some glib excuses that, let this become all right, once my monetary situation becomes, I will practice. Once our husband-wife relation becomes normal, then we will practice. Once our children complete the 10th standard, then we will do it. See, one thing ends, new thing starts. You will see that. There is never going to be a goody-goody situation. One time I asked our Radha Gopinath Prabhu, how do you get time to study Bhagavatam, Prabhuji? He said, I will tell you on Monday. So Monday he took me in the unit train. We are going from here to Mira Road. So such a heavy crowd, he was taking the Bhagavatam like this, holding like this. Like this he was reading. You know, the train, such a crowded train. So, and then he shook me and asked me, see, you asked me how I read Bhagavatam, this is how I read Bhagavatam. Then I told Prabhuji, I was thinking that after finishing all my morning duties and chanting is over, all my emailing is over, everything, then I can sit and study. He said, that day will never come. That will never come. You have to. So therefore, we have to cultivate from the age of 5, learn and grow. Grow means what? Grow in maturity. What is that maturity? Maturity means know how to balance spiritual and material duties. We need that maturity. And maturity also means to preserve your Krishna consciousness on one hand and learn the art of smartly dealing with karmis in a way that they cannot hurt your Krishna consciousness. Like, you know, if karmis are giving you ideas on how to do economic development, Narada says, nod your head very fastly. Very good, wonderful idea. Tell them. Then they will not disturb you. If you argue with them, they will take hours and hours telling you how to leave Krishna consciousness and become more serious in material life. They will tell you. So, that is maturity actually. You know? Up to the age of 25. Learn and grow. Study all the shastras. Associate with saintly people. Tachaturjana samsargam pajasadu samagamam kuru punya maho ratram svaranityam anityatam. Understand how this material world is temporary. Spiritual world is permanent. Material world is like smoke. Spiritual world is like fire. Fire serves. Smoke troubles. So the material world is a troubling world. So we have to go from tamasoma jyotirgama. Mrityorma. So one should contemplate on these things and how the smaranityam anityatam. And tajadurjana samsargam, give up bad association. Padasal samagamam, come in the assembly of devotees and always hear Krishna katha. Kuru punya mahoratram, chant the holy name, worship the deities. So young age is the best age for spiritual cultivation, before one gets into the family responsibilities, up to 25. That is learn and grow. And then between 25 to 50, engage and earn. What is that? So one boy told you, engagements, I think we have to change the engagement ring, marriage ring. Engagement. And then earn means without earning, nobody will give you daughter for marrying. So we have to earn. Is that the one? Engage means engage in devotional service. And husband and wife should together engage. You know that yagnic sacrifices, they will tell husband and wife to sit together. You have seen that? If only husband is there, they will not accept. They will say, bring the wife also. Both have to sit. Because husband, just like Ardhanarishwar, Shiva and Parvati together. Husband and wife are like one soul in two bodies. They are like one unit. They have to actually together do devotion service. Without wife support, no husband can, you know, expand his devotional activities. It's just not possible. In Pune, in a big assembly like this, I asked, you know, importance of Gali Gali Mein Bhagavatam study circle. I was announcing like that. Every gali we should have. So I spoke very powerfully half an hour and said, how many of you would like to host Bhagavatam study in your homes? Very enthusiastic. Some people raised their hand. Some men were raising hand. And after raising hand, I told the one devotee to note down their phone numbers and names. And slowly some men were turning to Mataji's side. And some Mataji was turning to their husband and saying, why? Because they have to cook prasad. Then slowly hands came down. Then later on I asked, hey, you raised the hand and you put the hand down, what happened? He said, then they told me that, Prabhuji, you know, after the class I will convince my wife that for some time we will do catering from Govindas, we will do, until she gets ready to cook. So then some of them convinced their wife that we will cater from Govindas, you don't have to cook. And the wife said, one time you will cater, next time you will tell me to cook. So, which means without wife's support, husband cannot actually expand his devotional activities. Similarly, if a wife is advanced in devotional life, then she will give the freedom to husband to preach and expand and do a lot of activities, if she is very mature. But the wife is very greedy. She is in a mood of expanding material life. Then it is very difficult. Husband gets stuck. He will not be able to progress ahead. So, both of them need each other's cooperation. If husband is very weak in spiritual life and wife wants to advance fastly, that is also difficult. If a husband's demands and materialistic enjoyments will make the home a miserable place for the children also. So therefore both require, therefore engage and earn means together they should both engage in devotional service and earn bhakti sukriti. Because bhakti sukriti is the only thing that will go with you. Actually three things go with you, punya, pap and bhakti sukriti. But punya will get over eventually. Tetham bhaktva sargalokam vishalam kshine punya martyalokam. Punya gets over. Pap also gets over. These are all exhaustible accounts. Which is the inexhaustible account? Bhakti sukriti. That is a... he says that is undepletable, indelitable file it is. It will never deplete, it will never be deleted. Sometimes in computer also you have a file, you just put delete, you put access denied, it says. Similarly, the access for your bhakti sukriti is only with one person, which is Supreme Lord. Nobody else has access to that. Nobody can deplete it. Today you have heard the Bhagavatam, it is going to go into your account now. Today morning this fellow heard Bhagavatam. It will be entered there. Nobody can touch it except Krishna. So it's an Amrita account it is. So that is the account we should deposit every day. And you attended Mangalarti one day, immediately Mangalarti attendance will be marked there. So immediately you are chanted in the morning with devotees, immediately. So these are all taken note by the Lord. Super soul has this account directly with him. Nobody can touch it. And that is the account Grihastha should deposit between 25 to 50. See, Grihastas are very attentive to make sure the bank balance is proper, correct, no? And this bank balance also they should take care. This is even more important bank balance. Because the currency note bank balance, either that will leave us or we will leave it, you will see. Correct, no? You will see that, like, whatever money we accumulate, one day we will leave it and go. Whereas this, you will never lose it. And the third stage, 50 to 75, what I told you? Detach and attach. Correct, no? After pachas comes what? Ikavan, bhavan. One means vanaprastha. Correct, no? Once you take vanaprastha. What is vanaprastha? Recently, my eldest sister, they were doing this Shashti of the Purti, 60 years celebration. So for that, I studied about vanaprastha. So vanaprastha, what it says, it is, in Sanskrit, it is called as Ugra Rata Shanti. Ugra Rata Shanti means, from 25 to 60, life is considered like a Ugra Ratham. Why Ugra Ratham? If you board a chariot, husband and wife, both are boarding chariot. Because lot of challenges come their way. You know, get rid of this challenge, that challenge. You ask any grihastha, will tell you. Guruvan Dukkha Pratikaram, Sakavan Manyate Grihi. Bhagavatam says that, oh, mother has this disease, or father has that problem, or somebody got an accident, our children have to go to school, you have to pay the fee, you have to take a loan, education loan for this. Oh, the house is becoming small, now more children have come, you have to get a bigger house, our car is small, you have to get a bigger car. So many challenges keep coming. How many of you agree, when you are in Grihastha Ashram, many challenges come? You agree? Or you have doubt? Challenges do come. Yeah. So therefore it's called Vatratha, Ukratha. So actually therefore I have a deep respect for Grihasthas who have come to the point of 16 rounds and taking initiation. It's not an easy thing because even as Brahmacharis are struggling, life is so busy. For them with children and husband, wife and job and everything. And Matajis are cooking in the household chores and readying the children to go to school and everything. So it's a... One good thing is, after children grow to 15 or so, then they don't depend so much. They can stand on their own legs. And mother will not be so much taxed after that. they'll be little peaceful after 45 or so. So therefore, after 45, see, when one Mataji and her husband, they both were about 47, I think. They came and said, Prabhu, now our sons, daughters are grown up now. We are feeling little vacant at home. They have gone to college and now there is nothing much to do at home. You know, life is a little bit boring. There is no challenge. What to do? I said, get into Bhagavatam. You know, study Bhagavatam and start teaching Bhagavatam. So now the family has 3-4 programs in a week, different places. Now they say, now you've got many spiritual children now. Our two children have grown up now. Now we have 30, 40 counselees who keep us sufficiently busy. They said. So, therefore, one should take up Mataji Prabhuji. Everybody after 45, we should not leave the life to take its own course. But we have to plan. Okay, now in Pune we have started a Vanaprastha training program. So, I have already done one camp also. We had 80 Vanaprastha men came for the camp, for 2 days camp we did. At the end of the camp, 8 of them raised hand for going with bus party. Can you imagine? Because these Vanaprastha men are Vanaprastha, but they are still strong. Some of them are strong even after 70 also. So they have gone on bus party now to distribute. So some of them are going to sit in our Sankirtan department. Some of them are taking accounts. And some of them will be sitting in the book table in the temple. So we are making a Vanaprastha ashram. And when Vanaprastha men become serious, family members don't protest as much as boys become brahmacharis. Correct, na? When boys become brahmacharis, mother, father will come and do tandav. We immediately tell them, your son is not our property, it's your property. Take him, go back. We don't allow anyone to join like that. But when Vanaprastha men spend all day in the temple, family members are very happy. They don't say, because at home if you sit and give advice, nobody likes. In temple you can give Krishna conscious advice to any newcomer and that fellow hears also. Correct, no? So now the Vanaprastha men are increasing in Pune. Our goal is to have like 200 to 300 Vanaprastha men fully dedicated. So in the same manner for Mataji's also we are going to have senior ladies having training program for the Vanaprastha ladies also. Actually, as we say, old is gold. They can actually, old people can be like gold if they become very nicely trained in Shastra and morning program and all. They can actually, when they are at home, for grandchildren, they can, such a beautiful example they can set. Otherwise, if Vanaprasas don't take proper training, you know, if they are reading the newspaper with their spectacles, you know, reading 3 hours of newspaper, watching 6 hours of TV, taking grandson for a walk, and then drinking coffee for 6 times a day, you know, and sitting at home and stinging the daughter-in-law and mother, his wife, and talking to people and irritating, and expecting everybody follows their opinion. So these kind of things, and such a man came to his owner, Jayadus Maharaj, and told, Maharaj, I am also Vanaprastha. You spoke about Vanaprastha. He said, Maharaj, this is Vanaprastha. Maharaj asked, Vanaprastha means what are you doing for Krishna consciousness? Simply, just because you have become 60 doesn't make you Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means you should have some symptoms, lakshanas of a devotee. What are you doing? So therefore, detach and attach. So one man who was 68, he came to our temple and told, sir, you gave Bhagavatam class yesterday. I was very inspired. I also have decided to do this detach and attach, he said. I asked, what did you learn? I had 4 companies, 4 sons have taken one each. Now I have become detached because they are attached to it and they are not leaving me. If I go also, they don't want any advice from me. So I have become detached. And I am planning to start a new company for myself. I am being detached and attached. Is it correct? I told him, see, detached from your companies and attached to whom? Krishna. That's what Vidura wanted to tell Dhritarashtra. See, you got now cut off from your 100 sons. They are gone now. And you have become attached to sitting here in the palace. Prabhupada uses the word rotting. Dhritarashtra was rotting. So why he used the word rotting? Because he was materially attached. You see, one thing is, when you get used to something, you know, it's very difficult to get out of it. We get used to some kind of schedule. You think for a moment, in a winter season, morning, 4 o'clock or 4:30, You want to get up and take bath and chant, but then you look out of the window, it's raining or foggy. And then look around, all others are sleeping. Then you also cover yourself with a blanket. You get some pleasure or not? That is called tamoguni pleasure. On the other hand, you throw away the blanket, put on the bright light, you put it on. And then get up and go to the washroom and take a solid shower. In Mayapur, if you go and take shower, that shower doesn't have this thing. It will be falling on the head like this. You see, but the purpose of hitting the head is to wake us up. If you are a little bit drowsy, like that, it will hit you. And immediately we become brisk. And then you put on your dhoti, kurta and tilak. You feel happiness or not? And that is sattvic happiness. So which happiness do you want? Tamaguni happiness, sattvic happiness. Yeah, tamaguni happiness arises from ignorance. Sattvic happiness arises from awakening, knowledge. And sattvic happiness will purify the heart. Tamaguni happiness will putrefy the heart further. And tamaguni happiness is binding. Sattvic happiness is liberating. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhyate asmat brahma sakyam tu anantam. He says that if you do this divya tapasya, so this divya tapasya, by doing it, he says sattvam shuddhyate, it will purify the heart. And he says brahma sakyam, you will get brahma sakyam, spiritual bliss. So that is detached from matter and attached to Krishna, correct? No? So you can remember the Das formula, detachment from matter, attachment to Krishna, in the mood of servant of the servant. Das. And fourth one I told you, pray and prepare. Pray and prepare means what? After 75, 80. If one can take sannyas, one should take. If one doesn't want to take sannyas, still one can be at home, there is no problem. Provided one develops a prayerful mood. Like all the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam, they should read. Prahlad's prayers, Gajendra Moksha prayers, and Nagapatni's prayers, Bhishma's prayers. Because by reciting those shlokas and the translations and purports, by reading it, gradually we will develop a liking for those shlokas. We will develop the spirit of those characters. We will love those characters. And the spirit of the prayer will enter our heart, dependence on Krishna, and prayer to Krishna, and then wanting to attain Krishna, that desires will develop. So, we have to prepare our consciousness to return back to Godhead. That is the last part of life. At the time, we should always be forgiving, and we should be humble, we should be tolerant, we should be free from dualities, and we should give up material attachments. And I saw my mother and father were like that towards the end, about 8 years. You know, my mother practically stopped speaking much. She would be getting up in the morning and going to puja room, putting the rangoli, studying Krishna book, underlining, noting some points. She will be helpful to the daughters, cutting sabji and everything. And she had her circle of 5-6 ladies, her Hari group ladies. They would sing Krishna Ashtakam and all these things. They would sing together. Very cheerful, always smiling, and very sober and grave, and always helpful to others. This is the attitude she had assumed. And no useless talk, no prajalpa, no talk about how much gold they gave for marriage, you know, who got what car they got, you know, whose son went to America, no talk, anything about that. That's fully absorbed in Krishna. So, and she was coming for the whole morning, 4:30 to 9:30 she'll be in the temple, and evening, again 4 to 9 she'll be in the temple, morning, evening. So very smoothly, she left early morning one day at 3 o'clock. The previous day I spent 1 hour with her. She had called me and talked to me. And then next day morning, 3 o'clock, my father was telling that there was nobody thought that she would so smoothly leave. So actually the preparation of the mind is very important before leaving the body. Actually whatever thought process we have in the mind, that will bring us the next body. For going back to Godhead, our mind should be filled with Lord's qualities and pastimes and activities. So she was telling me that I feel so blessed. Because how she came to Pune, because when I went home once, I gave Radha Vrindavan Chandra photo, big photo. She became very attached to that Radha Vrindavan Chandra deities. And she wanted to come. My father used to tell my mother, if you are so attached to Radha Krishna in Pune, you go and stay with your son. I will not come, my father said. But she won't come. She will say that only if he comes, I will come. Otherwise, I won't come. Later on, my father By her good behavior, she convinced the father also to come. So both of them came. So every day, morning, evening, she was taking darshan. And in this way, if you are attached to the deities, we are very fortunate. Father Gopinath, we become attached to the deities. We become attached to scriptures. We become attached to devotees. And if thus that occupies our mind, we are rightly situated. So as we get older and older, our like Dhruva Maharaj, you see, he gave up the material attachment to the kingdom. And then he said, Kacham Vichinvan Abhidiviratnam Swamin Kritarthosmi Varam Nayase. He said, I want to. So he just became satisfied in that pure love for the Lord. So that is the fourth stage of pray and prepare. Now, Prabhupada said, Kuch Ichcha Nahi, Prabhupada said, correct, no? He had no other desire. It's a very clean slate. You are ready for going back to Godhead. Your mind is prepared. You are completely satisfied. You are grateful. You are humble. You are tolerant. You are forgiving. You don't have any cross account with anybody. You have no vengeance towards somebody. You know, you are happy in the stotrams and the prayers and the Lord's qualities. Your constant admiration and affection for the Lord should increase in the heart. And then you are ready for transported to spiritual world. So that kind of preparation to do, Vidura came here for his brother Dhritarashtra. He was a little strong because Dhritarashtra was attached to, you know, both kingdom and his position still. Although he lost all his 100 sons. So 3 minutes we have. I can take one question. 3-4 minutes we have. Yeah, please give the mic to him. There are 2 hands up.
Hare Krishna, Lord Pranam. Thank you for a wonderful lecture. Actually, my question was, when we came into this material world, in the beginning, our first birth was a Brahma. And as we studied through scripture, that Brahma was the greatest tapasvi, you know, and also a devotee of Lord. So I want to ask you that in that stage, we don't return to the Goloka. And comparing to Brahma, we are not tapasvi right now. So this makes us...
Actually, we don't have to be any great tapasvi. As long as you have pleased your spiritual master, you can go back to Godhead. You don't have to do anything. Somebody may do big volume of service. Somebody may do little service. But the Guru says, this disciple is obedient, faithful to me, and has fulfilled my instruction, you will go back to Godhead. Pleasing Guru and Krishna is the only goal of life. You don't have to worry about back to Godhead. Taking back to Godhead, that Guru and Krishna will take care. One devotee asked Prabhupada, now you are going to Goloka before us. Later on, if I come at the door of Goloka, then how will they recognize you? Because you will be in your Swarupa. You will be in your Siddha Deha. Now we can't see you in this form of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, that is not your problem, Prabhupada said. I will come and take you, he said. In the same manner, a devotee does not bother so much about going back to Godhead. That Guru Krishna will take it. Like just like child, you tell me your winter season is coming. Does the child bother about getting sweater? Does he bother? No. If a child has to go to school, does the child bother about how will they go to school? The mother or father, they take him in the car or something, isn't it? So, similarly, the child wants books and notebooks. He doesn't have to worry about where they get the money. Everything is arranged. The food is arranged for the child. So devotee means we don't have to worry too much about what we need. That Lord will take care. You know, we have to only worry about, am I rightly endeavoring to please Guru and Krishna? Our eyes should be focused on pleasing Guru and Krishna. Our whole attention. And just like in a company you are working, you know, if you do your job very well, promotion will automatically come. But if you keep asking the boss, sir, when is the next posting comes? How much is the salary? You know, who are all in the list? My name is also there or not. Actually, we don't have to worry too much. If you are a pakka candidate for promotion, they will call and give you. Correct, no? In company, authentic people, authentic employees who do really good job in the company, they get promotion without. I would never bother about going back to Godhead. Even if I have to come a million times, I'm happy to come. If that is what is the desire of Krishna and Guru. Or if Krishna and Guru say that, no, enough now. Now you be back home, back to Godhead, then I will go. We are here for what? We are here as their servants. We are here to facilitate them. We are very happy with the good work they are doing. Like what Prabhupada is doing and what our spiritual master is doing. we want to add a small iota of little facility support to their service, so that we can also assist them in their service in a small way. So if all the disciples together assist the Special Master in accomplishing the goal of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, we are also one component in that. That much only we should bother. Am I doing it well? I am very, very confident that if I focus my attention on pleasing Guru and Krishna, I don't have to worry about myself at all. That is Krishna's job. Alright? There is one behind you, I can give it. Huh? There is a... On the other hand, if I do some big thing in this world, whole world is applauding me, but Guru is unhappy with me, then it is useless. Good for nothing. Like we say, Shramayevahi Kevala.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you for your wonderful class. So, as we are working somewhere, and the workload keeps on increasing, something happened, and it creates a lot of passion in us that somebody is achieving. I also want to achieve, and there are a lot of desire in us to achieve the things. So this passion create a lot of anxiety in the mind, and its first impact is in on sadhana. And when we are chanting, that
mind,
time,
mind goes after those
things. That time we remember all the things, are ye karna hai, wo karna hai, these things, and keep on planning. So chanting time we keep for the plannings for the work and all these things.
Yeah. So, how many rounds you chant?
16, Prabhu.
16 rounds. How long you are chanting 16 rounds?
About 6-7 years maybe.
6-7 years. Why I am asking you? You see, as you are becoming a serious devotee, in Nectar of Instruction there are first 3 verses. 18 items are there. You can take those 18 items and see which of the items, you know, we are not properly able to follow. Huh? So, one thing is, as a devotee, you have to decide, what do you want in life? You want to go back to Godhead, or you want to perpetuate your life in this world? Huh? If you really want to go back to Godhead, you have to mold our life in such a way that there is time for 3 things. Time for family, time for profession, time for devotion. All the 3. Say morning for Krishna, evening for family, and daytime for profession. You make it like that. And problem is what? We do profession in the evening also. You know, we don't give time to family. And when you don't give time to family, they are going to catch you and say, give us time in the morning, they will say. Then you give time for family in the morning. Then what suffers? Then devotional thing suffers. So keep it a simple formula. Morning for Krishna, till you go to company. And then daytime for the profession and evening for the family. He is saying if you are doing a job for 24 hours, correct, no? Yeah. Actually, that's what modern people are doing. Prabhupada says, 8 hours if you work, whatever you get, that is in your karma. But beyond 8 hours you work, it is going to become prayas. 10, 12, 14, 16, it's going to become karma prayas. Like one boy was earning 45,000 in those days, almost 15, 20 years ago. That time 45,000 was a big amount. It's like nowadays 4 lakh, it's like that. So the company told him that instead of 14 hours, make it 16. 2 more hours you add. We'll give you a round number, 40,000. They told him. So he said, I'll consult my wife. So he went home and asked. Wife also liked the idea, round number, 50. You know? She said, brilliant, she said. She said, go ahead. No problem. We can compromise a little bit on family now. If you bring money, you know, first let us earn money, then we can have time for family. As soon as he started getting 50,000, within a month or two, he got stiff neck and back pain. Ulcers in the mouth and indigestion in the belly. He said, I won't go to allopathy, I'll go to Ayurvedic doctor. So Ayurvedic doctor said, you should take some panchakarma, there's so many things, he said. So monthly he had to spend 5,000 rupees. Yeah. See? Yeah. So later on his wife and him, they were talking to each other, are you really getting more money or the same money? You're getting only 45,000 now. Huh? 5 things. So did he gain anything? Yeah, he gained only pain. Pain and disease again, nothing else again. Similarly, if you do prayas, it will appear that you are gaining. But medical practitioners, lawyers, this, that, everybody will take that money away. You will not have that extra money. You will see that. So the 24 hours kind of working all day is actually prayas. And that type of prayas is not good either for your health It's not good for the family, and it's not good for devotional service also. Okay. See, he went to military at the age of 17, at the age of 22 he came to Krishna consciousness. Okay, see, military, you have short service commission or permanent commission? 20 years?
20 years.
Okay, that is 20 years.
When we go for a sailing, then probably for 10 days, 10, 11 days, if there would be operations, then you have to engage 3 days, 4 days without sleeping.
See, I am living in battalion in this thing, in camp, Pune camp. Soldiers come there also. What the soldiers told me was that it is not all the time like that. They said when posting is there, it is like that. Other time, non-posting time, they have a rigid schedule. Morning this to this time, you have to do this. And they have a lot of free time also. So, when you have more free time, you pick up spiritual life, give time for family. Sometimes even other companies also during March time and all, you know, year ending, very busy schedules are there. But it should not be the same all through.
Prabhuji, my question is only this, when we are engaged in complete operations in ship during sailing, so what I do chanting, I do something for some time and when I get a 5 minutes, 2 minutes, I do chanting with counter.
Correct.
So you give a better example of that Maharaj was reading Bhagavatam like that. So, it's like Prabhuji, so is this chanting worth?
No, it is worth because you are putting your best efforts. Because, you know, that's the only time you are getting in between. And you are using it for Krishna. So Krishna will not misunderstand you. Don't worry. He is not a very rigid Lord. He says that because 2 hours you are not sitting and chanting, you are thrown out. He will not do that. Because you have no other time of the day. Some people, like one UPSC, one boy got into UPSC now in Pune. He got 25th rank in India, you know. So he is telling that training program started at 6 o'clock in the morning. And night it ends at 10 o'clock. So then I told him, 10 to 4 you sleep. And 4 to 6 you chant, you know? And then 6 o'clock he has to go for training. Nowadays life is like that. Huh? Wherever you can make time, you make time. See, if you can sleep early in the ship and rise early, so nobody can disturb you in the morning. Other guys are sleeping. That's the best time to chant.
But Prabhuji, sometimes whole night.
I'll talk to you personally because all others have to take that.
Prabhuji, one more thing, Prabhuji, on board ship. I do not eat onion garlic, so mess cooked with onion garlic food.
That is a small thing, don't worry about it. You know, chanting is more important than avoiding onion garlic. If you say that in the ship I am eating onion garlic, I am able to chant 16 rounds, that is glorious actually. Onion garlic is the last thing, you don't have to worry too much about it. You worry about how to chant, other things will follow. Shri Prabhupada ki, Antarashtra Gauri, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.